9, 8, 7.
Welcome to the Brain and Fogel Show. Every moment is an electrifying event. This is not just a podcast, it's a revolution of thought, unfiltered, real and raw. The Brain and Fogel Show, where excellence meets evolution.
2, 1. This is the Brain and Fogel Show.
Civil War. What is going to happen in our upcoming days? Are we on the brink of something big happening? It would certainly seem that. It would certainly seem that. I don't know if you all have catched the new Civil War movie. You should check it out. I actually saw it last weekend. It came out. This is going to be the second weekend it's out. That whole premise, that idea of we are on the precipice of a civil war breaking out. When you actually try to visualize what would a civil war in today's age look like, that movie can give you kind of a picture of it, what it could look like, you know? So, I mean, everybody's always talking about doomsday. Things happen all around the world, and it certainly seems like that. Iran seriously getting into the war with Israel. I mean, they've always been on the background funding things and pushing things and sending terrorists and just funding other countries to send them in. Iran are the ones that gave the military arsenal to Hamas to go in on October 7th of last year to strike Israel. But now that they are up front attacking Israel and what is happening, things are escalating quickly. Things are always hot and crazy in the Middle East, especially surrounding Israel. But what is happening now is insane. Iran actually stepping forward and attacking Israel front and center, and now Israel pushing back and fighting back. Things are escalating and heating up quickly. And now the United States, we're kind of just in a holding position, and just like we're funding things from both sides. We're giving money to both sides. I know there is reasons that go into the decision making, and we give all these billions of dollars to countries all around the world, and then it's a way that we can kind of take money back if we don't want to give it to them. We want to you give someone something so that you have some leverage on them. But I mean, some of the decision making that's happening at the top is crazy, and I think it's just a lot of it is held by people that just want to be in power. That's the main thing. People want to be in power, and people want to make money. Ultimately, at the end of the day, that is the nature of humanity. People want to be in power, want to make money, and you show your true colors when you are in power, who you really are when you're in power. But it seems that at the top, there is a lot of people that just want to exude power over others and just want to have that status. And it's not, I was just actually yesterday talking with people, and we were discussing that the worst people get put in to the top positions in our country. The worst types of people getting put in the top positions. And it's just because of just that narcissistic aspect of life that you just want everything about you, and you just want to get there for that purpose. You don't want to get there to do good or to serve others or to make a difference in a good way. But all you want to do is make money, and you want to have power over people. So that is the nature of the human mind. Everything is getting so polarizing. And I don't know if it's always been like this. To me, it has not. You know, to me, there has been a lot more just leeway. Go along to get along, you know, just, and that was what the name of the game was. Everybody wasn't so up at each other's necks. Right now, it's just like, it's just crazy. And I think it's only going to get worse. Everything is just escalating, you know? And the reason that is, it's election year. Donald Trump is such a polarizing figure. And when I think of Joe Biden, whenever he stepped into office and whenever that happened, I had high hopes for him. I actually really believed I wanted to give him a chance. And what I was like, because his message, his inaugural or whatever it is that went on whenever he's sworn in and everything like that, and that message that he gave, I thought it was great. I thought it was all about unity, bringing everyone together. And it is completely the opposite of what has happened today. It's like it's gotten freaking mad crazy right now, you know? I mean, it's just everything is up against everyone. Everyone is just hating each other, you know? And just, I think in the media, instant media, on your phone, everything just, I mean, I just think about 20 years ago, and I would have, anything coming across my screen, whatever, would have grabbed my attention so much. There is so many, if you just scroll through Twitter or X right now, I mean, I get nauseated just looking at it. I mean, the most outlandish, crazy things will come across your screen and it's just put right in freaking front of your eyes. And it's like, I can't even take it. You know, there's people getting just their freaking heads bashed in. It's people just like, just doing stupid stuff. And I mean, I would have thought like, because I mean, growing up, if you grew up before internet and now you have internet and now it's like increasing exponentially, now it's like the things that come across your screen, we are so desensitized and are so stimulated. Everything that comes across our eyes is just, it's freaking madness, you know? So, I mean, the things that I thought would like make us interesting and perk our interest, man, I scroll past that stuff, you know, I can't even take it. You know, I mean, there's like thousands of things you go across each day. If you're on Twitter or any of the social media platforms that you use, Facebook is a little more peaceful to me. I guess it's all about who you are and who you're friends with and who you're subscribed to and who you're following and all that kind of stuff. Facebook has always seemed more of a peaceful atmosphere. And maybe it's because I don't use Facebook that much. Maybe it's because I'm more on Twitter. I don't know. I've always took it as Facebook is the place you go to for friends and family, you know, and that's kind of what it is. And that's why doing all this and kind of rolling all this out, I was always the most hesitant about posting things on Facebook because that is actually the people I actually know that see that, you know, and I don't even know how much they see of it because I don't see like a tenth of the people I'm friends and, you know, friends with on Facebook. But for me, and I don't know about you, Twitter was always a place to go to where it felt more like I could kind of be at arm's length. It was just news. It was just famous people and all that kind of stuff. And it was more of a place that I could go to and feel comfortable with. I always felt weird about just seeing into other people's lives that I personally know. And so, I mean, that's why Facebook was that more of like in real life, who I know. I don't know about what is it like for you? Do you follow people that you know on Twitter? Or are you more just like, do you keep that to Facebook or Instagram? Instagram and Facebook, they go hand in hand. They're kind of together. But on Instagram, I was more so of famous people and news and all that kind of stuff. I am a news person. News and excites me. But I mean, it's such a change. You know, when you're a kid, news is the most boring thing in the world. But when you get to be a grown adult, a lot of times it's like news just turns you off. But a news can just like jolt your system. It can like give you an idea. It's like, it's interesting. I just remember growing up and seeing my dad every morning and seeing him reading the newspaper. And now it's like, and him wanting to turn on the news. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And now I am that person where I want to read the newspaper and I want to turn on the news. And my kids are just the same way I was. And so is it an age thing that when you get old that you want to hear about news and everything? So what about you? Do you like hearing about news? Do you like listen? Do you like sports? What do you like? What do you like? You know what you like, you know? Put it in the comments what you like. You know, I'm dead serious about that. Put it in the comments what you like and what you like to hear about, you know? I want to know the people that are listening to this and who are going to be hearing me, who I'm going to grow that relationship with, you know? Put it in the comments, you know? And I haven't really answered back to anything on the comments that have been made on my videos, but I don't even know if that's the best way to go about it. I don't even know if you should do that really, or if you kind of should just kind of sit back and watch, you know? I am still learning a lot of this stuff and trying to gather steam and just kind of get things rolling. Civil War is, I mean, I don't even think it's going to be like physical as much right now. A lot of it is just kind of a battle of ideology and political smash and grab. You know, you just kind of, it's just like against each other and just words and talk and philosophy and everything like that. But I mean, things are just kind of heating up, like where it's like physically and with the things at our border and the things that are just happening down there. And it's just insane. And just everything escalating all over this world, and especially with Iran and Israel and what is happening there, it's nuts, man. So I mean, everybody get ready, gear up. I wanted to just kind of just spark your interest with Civil War. Especially since that new movie is out, you should go check it out. Go check it out. Just see what you think. Tell me what you think. You know, I didn't really want, I thought about giving kind of like my opinion of it and give a kind of a review, but maybe someday I'll kind of start doing that with movies and everything like that. Touch on that. Cause I love movies. Do you love movies? I mean, I absolutely love movies. I love cinema. I love theater. I love acting. I love just watching that. And improv, and I'm all about that, you know, comedy and everything like that. I love that kind of stuff, you know, and it's just like, and I'm just going to put this out there about movies, that this aspect of it. Me and my wife, you know, we got really critical of movies, especially probably during COVID when you're watching a lot of movies during COVID. And it was like, I mean, when you see a bunch of movies and you instantly know, is this a low budget film? And don't get me wrong, low budget films, they can be awesome. But I mean, we had that just where we would look at each other and it's just like, we would say, this is an LB, you know, it's a low budget film, you know, the movie Civil War. I think it looks like it had pretty good budget with the things that happened in it. You know, it looks like it had pretty good budget. So tell me what you think about that movie. And just, you know, if as things get kind of heated and things are going to heat up, I just have a feeling it just feels like this year with election year, what's happening. I'm just going to put this out there right now. I wouldn't be surprised if the election this year does not happen just because of the administration that is in power, what they would do and what they would allow to happen so that they could retain power and that they would at all costs keep their power. So what do you all think? You know, are you on the left side? Are you on the right side? Are you right down the middle? Are you sway one way or the other? What is your political leanings? You know, and as we get more into these videos, you're going to kind of get a bit more of an understanding of what I am. I'm going to be upfront and honest. I'm going to just say it like it is. You know, I wouldn't say I subscribe hardcore one way or to the left or the right. You know, I take from both positions. I'm not hardcore where I have to be one way or the other, lockstep one way or the other. I'm like going to take the good from one side and the good from the other, and I'm just going to try to take all of that. And I'm not going to hate anyone that does not agree with me in everything I believe. I've never understood that, why people get so upset at others about having a different belief political and why it's so heated. I mean, years ago, I can remember when I started actually listening to the news and getting into politics. And before that, I remember sending like my uncle a card, you know, and gave him like kind of a card as just a jab, you know, about what I thought his political leanings were. And I didn't understand how heated politics was. I just, in ignorance, I gave him the card and I just thought it was just funny, you know. But it's like, now looking back like that, it can raise people's blood pressure when they hear about politics, when they hear about the other side, because everyone is just so up in arms and just, I mean, just, I don't know. And I wish it wasn't like that. I wish we could just like kind of share what do you think? And we didn't have to be, I wish there were not Democrats and Republicans. I wish the party lines were completely brought down and it wasn't about that, because then everybody just gets on a team. We are one team, the United States of America. We are one team. Everything is just so tribal and so like you're either on my side or you're against. And if you're on the other side, everything you do, I hate. And if you're on my side, everything you do, I love. You know, it's like, it does not need to be like that. It does not need to be like that. It does not need to be like that. You know, just, I mean, everybody just share what you think and what you believe. And I mean, let's go along to get along. Let's be at peace. Let's come together. Let's be that melting pot, you know, that American dream that we can all come together. We are all on the same side. We are all on the same side. Civil war does not need to happen. Civil war does not need to happen. So if you're listening to this, I hope you're taking what I'm saying, and I hope you receive it, and I hope you don't just completely hate it, because I'm gonna say what I freaking think. I'm gonna say what I think, and I want you to share back what you think. You know, tell me, hey, you know, that was kind of stupid what you said. You know, I completely hated what you said, or I love what you said. You know, but it's like just having that just instant reaction where everything that somebody says that you are on the edge of your seat, like, what's he gonna say? What's he gonna say? I hope he don't say something stupid that I don't like. I hope he don't say anything stupid that I don't like, you know? And it's like, it's just, man, it's like, everybody cool yourself. Chill. Everybody chill, you know? It doesn't need to be like that, you know? We can all come together and be, you know, we are the United States of America. You know, we are brothers and sisters, United States of America. Across the aisle, everyone, it doesn't need to be partisan. It does not need to be partisan any way, shape, or form. It does not need to be partisan. You know, I hope you are doing amazing. I hope you have a wonderful, excellent, awesome day. And I'll see you in the next episode. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, hit that notification bell so that you never miss an episode. And let's get at it. Kill it in whatever you're doing. Go time, baby. Woo!